we knew people in two of the other parishes here in Pacoima, Mary Immaculate and Guardian Angel. So when we saw those folks, we sort of decided the three parishes would group together as one unit. And so that way we could have a better chance of survival, because a lot of those early Christian community lay groups didn't last. We, you know, after a bunch of trials and errors, we came up with a name, MEND, Meet Each Need with Dignity, because that's what we really, if we don't keep the person's dignity, then we haven't done it. You know, no matter what else we do for them, we really failed, because the dignity of the human being is really important. So we just started working out of our garages because we didn't have any money and we didn't have any place. And we, you know, we had three of us had food pantries in our garages, and we had the clothing and furniture in ours. And people, you know, churches and schools and stuff, they would refer people to us, and we would go out and visit them and see what they needed. And we would try to give them what we could with our meager, you know, things that we had. And then eventually it just sort of grew. We got a table in one of the community buildings on Van Nuys Boulevard for free. And as we got ourselves known a little more, we were able to get a little bit more money. But still, we were a real small little group. And we didn't have a lot of money. So our pastor actually told us that we should incorporate as a nonprofit, so that we could go out and actually solicit money and we could better serve the people. So that was another big hurdle, because some of the people didn't want to do that. But in order to grow and in order to really focus on really doing more than Band-Aid aid, we needed to do that. And eventually we had some nuns come, and that's when MEND really changed, because they were full-time people. We didn't have to pay them, but my husband had met some of their ladies at a Cesar Chavez thing, actually, at a boycott. And this order of nuns wanted, their purpose is to live in the community with the people and do what they can to help them. So because we had full-time people, it really made MEND grow, because they could develop programs that were a little bit more than food, clothing, and furniture. So that's when we started our English classes. And they started helping the children after school a little bit. And eventually we bought the building that's on Van Nuys Boulevard, and we still own that, but we outgrew it. So about 6 years ago, we bought the land here, and then we built the building, which we're still paying on. But, you know, it's really marvelous to see all the wonderful volunteers, because that's what makes MEND successful, is that we really depend on our volunteers, and if we don't have good ones, we couldn't do our work. So our staff is wonderful also. You know, Mary Ann, our director, is the only CEO we've ever had. We hired her 23 years ago, I believe, and she's been with us ever since. We really want to do more than Band-Aid aid, and I think we have accomplished some of that by having all these clinics that we have now, and we're expanding our educational services to really help the people get out of poverty. Now, for me personally, the educational component is the most important, even though it's not over here in this building, because if you can educate the children and get them out of poverty, then you've really, really done your job. And we have people that come here and there to us, and they tell us that, you know, when they were young, if it hadn't been for MEND, their family wouldn't be where it is today. So, I mean, we have a good reputation. What makes us stand out, too, is we take no government money. It's all privately funded. So we can do pretty much what we want without strings attached, unless the money comes in with strings. You know, like we do get grants that are specifically, we'll say, for medical or dental or education or whatever. But we have more, we are able to be more flexible and use our money wisely in the areas that we need to. In our female clinic, if we could do a couple of other procedures that don't require them to have to go to another location and wait longer for simple things, it would be better for the people. I think think down the road we're going to have a pediatrician again. We don't need one currently because of Healthy Families, but I think if the state continues the way it is, eventually that program might drop, and then we're going to have to serve the kids in that population also. At the beginning, we did have a pediatrician who was a retired Kaiser doctor, actually. My work has been behind the scenes because I had my kids that I was raising, and then I worked. But we're seeing the people in this particular clinic and in other areas where I come across the clients. They're really grateful for our services, and the people in our clinic are always telling us that they're here. They're so glad we're here and that we treat them so well. And that really is important to them, to feel like they're a person and that they're not just a number or not just a statistic. Sometimes that's a really hard thing to do when you have a lot of people, especially people that are hurting for whatever reason, you know, we'll say physically, mentally, or whatever. You have to really sort of work with them in a nice way to sort of try to bring them up and just let them know they really